so many bikes have popped out around the streets of Sydney. Who is behind that?
There's a couple of different organisations that are private organisations. There's O-Bike, who have recently come into Sydney last week, and there is ReadyGo, who came into Sydney in July. So both of those are international organisations, private organisations that have brought dockless bike share schemes into Sydney.
How does the whole bike share thing actually work?
The dockless bike share schemes that have arrived in Sydney are different to the bike share schemes we've seen in Australia so far. So in Brisbane and Melbourne, the city councils have both installed bike share schemes which have stations where you pick a bike up, you ride it to a different station and drop it off. The bike share schemes that have arrived in Sydney are called dockless bike share. So that actually means that a bike from either ReadyGo or O-Bike could be sitting on the street, locked up. A user comes along and uses the app that goes with that bike share scheme, chooses the bike, uses the app to unlock it, and then you can ride the bike. You then just lock the bike up wherever you've finished, and that finishes the ride in the app for you, and you're charged for however much your ride that day is. So it's quite a revolutionary way to do bike share. It means that you don't have to go from and to specific locations. You can pick up a bike that's close to you, ride it to where you need it to be, and then lock it up for the next user to come and use.
How much does it cost to rent a bike?
It depends on which dockless bike share scheme you're using. They average around $2 for half an hour, and it depends on how long you ride the bike for. So you'll pay a minimum of about $2 for 30 minutes, but if you're riding for multiple hours, then it's multiples of that. The two systems do work differently. So one has a membership fee, the other has a credit system where you put credit onto the app and use that instead. So it really depends on which dockless bike scheme you're using.
Who is funding the project, or is there funding for the project?
The dockless bike share schemes are actually run by private enterprises. They're private businesses. They're making their own profits off of it. So they're actually funding it from their own income generation. That's why a number of them have either a membership fee or a credit pay up front kind of process to actually generate the income to supply bikes across Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing that so many new share bikes are coming to Sydney? How is it going to benefit people?
It's certainly going to make bike riding much more accessible. So sometimes there are people who can ride a bike but don't own a bike. Purchasing a bike might be too expensive for them, so therefore they don't have the opportunity to ride. With this dockless bike share scheme turning up in Sydney, it means somebody can sign up as a user and go and use a bike when it suits them. It's a little bit like the GoGet or car share systems we've already seen operating in Sydney for so long. It's a membership-based thing where you pay for your usage. So it's certainly going to make bike riding much more accessible and easy for people to take part in. And ultimately, the more people who ride bikes, the better it is for everybody.
Is it safe to ride a bicycle in Sydney?
It's definitely safe to ride a bike in Sydney. There are places where it's more busy on the roads, and so a cyclist needs to be more savvy and aware of their own riding abilities. But there are loads of places throughout the city which are separated bike paths. So people can ride all the way from Green Square to the CBD without having to deal with traffic at all. There's lots of shared paths. There's lots of specific bike routes which take bike riders on quiet roads or on separated pathways or specific bike paths that get them from their location to their destination. So depending on a person's skill and experience on a bike, they really need to just choose carefully which route they're going to take. And I definitely recommend visiting your local council's website and looking for their cycling maps, as every council across Sydney has maps showing where their quiet roads are, where their separated bike paths are, where their shared paths are, and also identifying the busy areas where bike riders might want to reconsider whether they're going to ride.
Is there a way where we can find more information both about bike sharing and also about the safe routes around Sydney?
So Bicycle New South Wales are a membership-based organisation. We actually offer bike riding insurance to people who choose to go out on a bike, as well as advocacy work to have a better environment for cycling and get more people riding. So we have put together some news items about these dockless bike share schemes. They're available on our website, which is bicyclensw.org.au. And we also do have links to different maps and different places to go and find the best bike riding routes. But ultimately, checking in with the local government area for where you're looking at riding a bike is the best place to start. You can always contact Bicycle New South Wales for more information about where to ride. You could come and participate in our big events. We have the Spring Cycle on the 15th of October, and that's actually a big recreational bike ride where we close lanes of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and bike riders can ride across the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Kyle Expressway with no traffic whatsoever. So it's certainly a good place to wet the whistle and try out bike riding away from the traffic and having a great day out.